Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Fiction. 81% of American Christians, according to George Barna, are not picking up their Bibles. Well, maybe that's why Costco, which is like Sam's and a couple other ones out there, had listed the Bible, the Word of God, as fiction. They printed the labels and had labels stuck on the Bibles and said the Word of God is fiction. Fiction. It makes you think about, was it Tyndale that got strangled to death? And
Wycliffe.
And then Tyndale, they dug him out of his grave, burned his bones, and scattered him on the River Swift just so we can have the Bible. And now we're actually, you know, calling it fiction. While if we read it, we would understand, my goodness, it's time for us to stand up and pray for Israel. And this is not... You got to hear this. You got to hear Costco now is backtracking on this whole thing, but it's amazing. Why would you even do that unless you have a strategy to remove the Word of God the way it was removed before Tyndale and Wycliffe began to bring it out a few years ago? Listen up.
A social media uproar erupted after a pastor discovered mislabeled Bibles at a California Costco store. The National Warehouse chain says it was an innocent mistake, but some say the incident is a statement about the state of America today. Our Caitlin Burke reports.
Caleb Kaltenbach relies on the Bible to do his job. He's a pastor at Discovery Church in Simi Valley, California.
We're just trying to reach people where they are and share the gospel with them.
Kaltenbach was recently shopping at Costco for a gift when he decided to stop in and look at the Bibles. He says what he saw shocked him.
It was labeled fiction, and it stuck out to me because I've never seen a Bible labeled fiction.
The Discovery Church pastor snapped this picture and posted it on Twitter for his followers to view. It didn't take long for it to get national attention.
The picture went viral, and here we are today.
Tweets started to come in from people both blasting and supporting Costco. One woman wrote, "Labeling the Bible as fiction is insulting. If they had labeled the Quran fiction, libs would be furious." Another person said, "Is it not fiction? I think Costco has this correct. Please provide factual data to support otherwise." Costco has since apologized, calling it an error they're working quickly to correct.
Our CEO, he's a devout Catholic. You know, he obviously loves the Lord, and, you know, this isn't something that he is purposely trying to do. It was a mistake.
I totally believe him. I believe it was a mistake. I don't believe there's some kind of evil genius behind the scenes, but I do believe that it's telling of where our nation is spiritually.
Caitlin Burke, CBN News.
And that's exactly how we feel, is that, you know, just because somebody says, I didn't intentionally mean when I said, let his blood be on our heads... I wasn't prophesying for an entire, and it's like, understand that is a word. It's like in God we trust being moved off the coin, then back on the edge of the coin. And as we learned on, you can hear on VFN Radio, we listened to Alan Barton talking about what happened and how we had to pay attention to what's going on and praying for our staff over our congressmen and women. But it's like, if you have a relationship with God, you don't even just... You love him. You're very careful how you treat the word.
Yeah.
And even sticking a sticker on the front cover of it would be kind of wild. But you can see this. If you go to the VFN Torch, you're going to be able to see this Bible where Costco. And understand that a company like that can hire folks who they made the choice themselves to be able to put that on there. It's not necessarily the head or what's going on. But it's the spirit of what's happening in America, because they're wanting to... remove the knowledge of God, the Ten Commandments, wanting to the pray out loud is being debated at the Supreme Court, which has kind of gotten real quiet. They need to actually debate out loud so we can hear what they're talking about praying out loud. and some serious, I mean, so the key, understand this. If you understand, and if you haven't yet heard this, you got to hear this. It was a download from God. America, how we got here and how we stay here. It's very important, because knowing that, and you can see it's available to, it'll be some little link or something on this particular segment that you can hear it, but you'll see how people gave their lives for us to be able to have the word. And what they would think about, somebody says, well, you know, Tyndale will just turn over in his grave. No, he wouldn't, because they dug him out of his grave and they burned him to ashes and scattered his ashes for transcribing the Bible so that we can read it on the River Swift. They strangled Wycliffe.
Yeah.
They strangled him. And the reason why Geneva is a big deal today is because the Word of God was the Geneva Bible was put together there.
In 1599.
And that's why you see all these good, and then the enemy's trying to come in to reclaim it as something else. But that's why you have the Red Cross there. That's why you have it's all the government. It's just amazing what's happening there in Geneva. But it's because the Word of God was there. And the reason why they ended up there doing the Geneva Bible is because they were ran off by the ones that were strangling and burning and killing the folks who were trying to get the Word of God transcribed in a way that we can actually understand it. And out of that came the Hamilton Conference, eventually, when King James became King of England and Scotland. And with that, that's when the King James Authorized Version, which was, we're not saying that's the only version, but at that point, he was trying to bring some sanity to all the breaking out of the word, and that was the one that was spread everywhere and made available at that time. And that was the language of the day. That was very powerful.
Yeah.
And the fact that the fact that somebody would put fiction on that when people pay these huge prices, because understand this, 151 years after the death of King James, this is the first king over united Scotland and England, which his mother was beheaded by the queen, by the way, in this process. 151 years after his death, that's when our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence from a king. That's how significant, because once you find out not where the Bible is, but of God, of the Bible, which you find out when you begin to read his word, it's a living, active, sharper than a double-edged sword word. It lets you know God reveals himself through his word to you. Then you find out, my goodness, we can be one nation under God.
Yeah.
I understand now how we can do that. But outside of God, we can't be one nation under God. So if we remove the word of God from America, the America as we know it will not be anymore, because it can only exist in our acknowledgement that all of our rights come from God, not from man, not from government, no tyranny. The very thing that they were escaping, the very thing our founding fathers were escaping, was tyranny, where a king puts himself and a queen puts themselves over the church. And so to switch your church, understand this, to switch churches, I mean, imagine how many Americans would be considered treasonous, right? Just, if you switched your church from the Church of England to a different church, they would consider that treason, because the king placed himself over the Church of England.
Yeah.
And so to be able to find God and worship God freely, they had to go off in the woods and hide in different places. And the pilgrims came about, by the way, just so you know this. What's Kirk Cameron's
Monumental.
You need to see Monumental. Yeah. But anyway.
We'll make that related.
Yeah, because of persecution. They were being persecuted. They went through all types of persecution just to get to a place that they could worship the God of the Bible. And years later, when they write, our founding fathers write, understand, write the Declaration of Independence. When they write the Declaration of Independence, they're saying, listen, all of our rights come from God. They were all created equal. We have to separate ourselves from tyranny right now, because the Word of God and things like fiction at Costco's, and that's how it's happening in schools. It's being taught even in some churches. Listen, it's not fiction. It's so real that the devil's scared of it. Get it out and read it. Make it a part of your life. Abide with God. Go to iabide.org. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.